taking some time now to get nicely settled into a felt sense of the body, taking good care of the posture, that it feels grounded, and alert with a dignity. Feeling too into intentions. Our general intentions to be curious and kind, receptive to the unfolding of the moment. With a friendly attitude as best we can. Adding in any particular flavor to that that's important for you right now. So we set posture, intentions, and we engage now with an anchor in the present moment. Is it the breath in a particular spot? Breath in the whole body? Is it possibly a body scan? Is it sounds? Let the anchor find you, reveal itself. Letting the anchor bring us into here, simply here. Noticing the arising and passing of all that shows. And so, arising and passing of the breath, and yet to other experiences as they show. As we abide here, here. Letting the investigative factor of awakening deepen our sense of our mindfulness. So here, mindfully here, what's here? What's here? Opening. Engage with what's here now and see the arising and passing. periodically asking, is there a struggle? Is there a struggle? This might point to some dukkha, a hindrance showing. And we can open to that struggle. It's what's here, we engage with it mindfully, kindfully. We can periodically ask, how's the attitude? Not as a way to judge ourselves, but to notice, is there any wanting, not wanting present? Any desire or aversion? How's the attitude? Any hindrance that shows, we name it. We recognize, we allow it to be here. We engage with it through the body, investigate it briefly. Sometimes just the naming is all that's necessary. And we notice that it's not always so. So even in a few seconds, we do a mini rain practice. We might periodically ask, how's the energy? And this might point to the hindrances of restlessness and worry, or on the other hand, sloth and torpor. Say the energy's just fine, thank you very much. We just continue to abide with our anchor. Nice steady postures and intentions, engaging with what's here. Are we open to any challenges in the energy, any struggles? And the fourth question we might periodically ask is, how's the trust or the faith, or perhaps you like the word confidence, how's the confidence in the practice, my ability to practice? And this might uncover any doubting mind. How's the confidence, the trust? Naming doubt as need be, and really grounding through the body. Naming and grounding over and over again, so as to not get lost as in being lost in a desert, as doubt can do. And continuing to practice being here through our chosen anchor, noticing arisings and passings of experiences. Is there a struggle? How's the attitude? How's the energy? And how's the trust or the confidence? Any hindrance we become aware of becomes the object of our mindful awareness. It becomes the anchor and yet requires special skill to not get lost. And so we ground, we feel it through the body even as we recognize and allow it. And remember, it's not the whole story. It's not always so. It's not who we are. And when it passes, we return to our chosen anchor. Sometimes these questions aren't quite enough, and we need to apply an antidote to a hindrance. And so I'll just offer these phrases that we practice with already in the mindful moment, the phrases we've used before for sweeping the mind with the Brahmaviharas. So we start with an equanimity, phrase of peace and ease. We go to compassion with being consoled, joy, delighted, and ending with contentment for loving kindness. So regardless of what we're experiencing, we can offer these phrases as a lovely way to finish off practice. May I rest in peace and ease. Peace and ease. May I be consoled. May I be consoled. May I be delighted. May I be delighted. May I be content. Content. And so taking these last few moments to practice with these phrases or ones of your choosing as you feel the need. And releasing the phrases and just listening to the bells to finish.